Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We'll play you sometime this hour. Kevin McCarthy, while all this is going on today, C-SPAN, I'm not sure if it was a news conference, said, quote, "I think the police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt did his job." Wow. I have a lot of questions about that. You're going to be hearing more about that. We'll play it for you and see what you think. But Wally Zimmelong is a tremendous attorney, particularly federal court level, the big time. And we told you when all this was going on over in Springfield Township, there would come a day of reckoning. We also told you that while he was representing not just some of the police officers over there as direct plaintiffs in Springfield Township, Montgomery County, but also across Pennsylvania, the FOP across Pennsylvania, because they didn't want it coming their way. And already, it's stipulated now, the township has agreed that they will not move forward on banning this patch on all the township grounds and all the rest of that until further order of the courts. They've agreed to that. How much is this costing people over in Springfield Township, and what's the Constitution have to say about it? Let's bring in Wally Zimmelong. Wally, great work as always. Glad to see you got this stipulation. So first question I have, though, if you could ballpark it, and I asked this to the Springfield Township guy, Wally, when he was on, at their town meeting, it was said they'd already spent in the neighborhood of $25,000. Then there was going to be more money to get this up and running, and now with this lawsuit, it's a lot of money for a township to go through this ridiculousness.
Well, first, Dom, as always, thanks so much for having me on. Ballparking what it's going to cost that township is somewhat difficult to say, because what I do know is the township is going to have to pay their own attorneys, and they're going to have to pay us. They're going to have to pay the attorney's fees that were incurred by the Pennsylvania FOP, the Springfield PBA, and the individual officers who brought this litigation, because we sued under a federal statute that says if you violate acting under color of state law, if you violate the constitutional rights of an individual or an organization, the prevailing plaintiffs are entitled to attorney's fees and costs. So the overall amount that the township is going to have to spend either defending this or rectifying their wrongs for passing this resolution in the first place is going to depend on the township and how strenuously they continue to fight this resolution.
Well, that is great news because, you know, I think when it comes down to this, Wally, it was tepid, the support for this. I was at the big meeting around this, and there were not significant numbers of people. Your argument is even if there are, this has been ruled again and again and again and again, just because of this perception, even if it's significant numbers of people. What about the right of free expression?
Right. If there's one thing that is consistent in the line of Supreme Court cases, conservative justices, liberal justices, is that speech that is offensive, that people don't like to hear, is nonetheless protected by the First Amendment. Justice Scalia calls it a bedrock of First Amendment jurisprudence, that offensive speech, speech that shocks, is protected by the First Amendment. Justice Alito puts it more succinctly. He says giving offense is a viewpoint. So this notion that the township can ban the thin blue line flag because some, many, or frankly all of the township residents find it offensive or a symbol of white supremacy or some other symbol of oppression is irrelevant. The First Amendment protects even the most vile and hateful speech. And I'm not saying the thin blue line flag is
yes.
vile or hateful, but even if it were, the First Amendment protects even the most vile and hateful speech, even cross burning, which is probably universally accepted as a symbol of hate. Justice O'Connor said is still protected by the First Amendment. So we don't think this is even close. We think that the case law is so overwhelming. It's frankly shocking that this resolution was even passed in the first place.
Let me chime in and say, as your junior assistant here, if you were there at the town meeting, I don't think you would be. You would get the vibe. And Wally, to your point, though, and I'm sure, if necessary in discovery, you'll have this. James Lee, who was on the show, said it to me and at that thing. Of course, this is not a hate symbol or anything. We're never going to say that about the police. He's the one that went on about that. And then his only defense is, well, if a few people perceptually have problems with this, we have to be sensitive and we are just going to do this. And I'm looking at the lawyer, the solicitor and all there, and the guy just looking straight ahead like, what the hell's going on here?
That explanation that Jim Lee gave, I heard it on your show. I heard it by watching a video of the meeting. It's nonsense. It has no basis in the law whatsoever. And a point on Jim Lee, I think what people need to know is just what this resolution said. I did listen to Commissioner Lee come on your show, and he described what the resolution said. He was either being intentionally misleading as to what it said, or he didn't read his own resolution. This resolution just didn't ban the display of the thin blue line flag by police or in the police station or on police uniforms. It banned the display or depiction of the thin blue line flag by any township employee, agent, or consultant in any way possible. It banned the employees, agents, or consultants from displaying the thin blue line flag on or off township duty. That would include being at home. It banned the display of the thin blue line flag by any person coming into township property. So
yes.
If you went to the Board of Commissioners meeting, that was you were subject to fines and other punitive actions. And probably most disturbingly, it disbanded the display of the thin blue line flag by any person, any member of the public while on township-owned property. So not just employees, any member of the public. That is shockingly broad. So if you, Dom, wanted to have a thin blue line or black back the blue rally at a park in Springfield Township, if we didn't get this injunction, you would have been subject to punishment. Folks that attended that rally would have been subject to punishment. I mean,
yeah.
It's a clear First Amendment violation.
Well,
and that's
show
why
you,
they agreed
yeah,
to it.
What I thought you were going to go to, too, and I'm looking there when Lee said even tattoos, if you have
yeah.
something. Wow, this is the type of stuff that makes this like we're in Klan country or something of that nature. So what happens next with this? We have this point. Do you have a sense of when the court might take a look at this?
We'll see. We're discussing a schedule now. We'll see how long it ultimately takes to get resolved. What I'm looking at is whether the township takes some action to possibly rescind this resolution. Now that wouldn't moot out the case or do anything about the lawsuit. It would address certain portions of it, but not the entirety of the case. So we think that the court will address this fairly quickly. We hope maybe by the summer or by the fall. We'll have an ultimate decision from the district court on this. You know, in the meantime, that stipulated injunction remains in place, so this resolution cannot be implemented or enforced in any way. And I think that's important not only for those that are in Springfield Township or who would visit Springfield Township, but really it sends a message to any townships across Pennsylvania and perhaps the country that if they try this type of thing, there's going to be litigation and they're going to lose. That's, I think, the message that this sends, the important mm-hmm. message, because if we didn't step up and bring a case here, and I think you mentioned it on your interview with Commissioner Lee, is that there was going to be copycat resolutions by other woke anti-cop townships throughout the Commonwealth.
One thing, too, and I don't think it's a legal thing per se, but if I were there, I'd try to make this argument of the net impact of this. Since the police, correctly, are following the Constitution and their own personal free expression, since Lee himself has said this isn't really a hate symbol or anything like that, it puts the police in a bad light, though, when you saw some of these woke people there. If the police continue to do this, the supposition out there, the suggestion, Wally, is, well, they must be supremacists. They can't give this up. It puts the police in an awful position just because they're exercising a constitutional right, and the lead guy there says, well, it's not a hate symbol.
Yeah, I don't know how you could say you could support the police and be in support of this resolution. I think there's two positions that are inconsistent. You know, this symbol, as the resolution itself states, is a symbol that is used to indicate support for law enforcement. The National Fraternal Order of Police passed a resolution. I think it was at last year's national meeting, adopting it or at least showing support for it. And it's just one more salvo in the war against cops. You know, these folks in Springfield Township, the police in Springfield Township, like most police, you know, they put their lives on the line for us every day. They're hardworking people. They've never had any problems in Springfield Township at all. And it's just to cast aspersions on them and other law enforcement officers that they're somehow in cahoots with white supremacists and against social justice and all of the other things that this resolution said this symbol also represents. It's more pressure on a profession that is constantly under fire. Throughout the country, police departments are having trouble filling their ranks mm-hmm. because of these people like those that pushed forth this resolution that really truly want to defund the police or do away with the police altogether, in my opinion.
Wally, great stuff as always. Thank you. What a resource. Let's hope they come to their senses, as you said, and we get this resolved quickly. Wally, thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
No problem, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
Wally Zimalong, what a resource over the years you collect. He's always in the bullpen. You've heard him with me many times. Well, I think it's Jim Lee is reacting, as I said. It looked like a pottery class from Santa Fe with these women with the nose rings that were there. And most of these people were white. Dan, do you happen to have keyed up, maybe a little bit later for listeners, what you deemed Doofus One, the guy who confronted me at the door and wanted to know what I was doing there, the passive-aggressive specialist? We'll play that. As I said, we have Dom's Money Melody in just a moment. I will play you Kevin McCarthy, though, and I'm not sure why he got into this today, saying that in his view, the cop that shot Ashley Babbitt did his job. Also, I have Mr. Rogers. In the heyday of Mr. Rogers, I don't think the transgender police are going to be happy with Mr. Rogers saying to his kids about being a boy and being a girl. But right now, it is time.
It wasn't a controversy, actually. we're just here in support of the resolution. So there's no controversy, really. We just want our commissioners to vote the way that they have committed to vote.
That's Doofus One, yes. I've had multiple appearances here on the Dom Giordano Show. I wonder what that guy thinks. Maybe I won't bother him the next time saying these goofy things. It is time, though, for...
It's Dom! Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, got a nice prize today, a $25 Wawa gift card ready to send off to you to enjoy yourself at Wawa, maybe stock up for the big game with some stuff. Dan, what's the backstory today?
So, Dom, in honor of this being the two-year anniversary of Rush Limbaugh's last show, we're asking as our side question, who's somebody who revolutionized their own industry or society? Right. And this guy definitely revolutionized his own industry, but very overrated in my opinion. The audience would probably disagree. I think you'd disagree with this as well. But Dom, today we're looking for another. It's a cover song. Cover song of a great song. It's an absolutely horrible cover song, but because this guy's so overrated for I don't get it at all. Everyone in the comments is like, oh, this is so beautiful. It's such a great song. It's such a great version. It's not. It's terrible in my opinion. Give us your opinion. Well, no, we don't want your opinion. We want to know who does the cover, Dom. We're looking for the cover artist of this great song. Here is your clue.
The world could show nothing to me. So what good would they mean to me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Wow. That is dreadful. Oh, I think you and I could do a better version of this. Yeah. My God.
It's bad.
All right, let's hear it one more time, the clue. And we're looking for the artist, we use that word, doing this song.
My life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Oh, my God. That is criminal. That's one of my favorite lines. That last line there, that lyric.
So
and that guy doing it with no passion, nothing. Ro, I'll sing this. Karaoke night, we could do better with this. When you call in, you may want to sing it a little bit better with your answer. Who is this guy? He's got to be stopped. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just push pound 1210. Identify that alleged artist, like a sketch artist here of this crime, and we will send you a
revolutionary artist. Man.
Yes, $25 gift card. To Wawa.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Money Melody. All right. Hey, Dan, by the way, we have somebody who suspects Jesse Waters was not wearing the Eagles jersey because he stayed at the Union Lake. I didn't know you could stay there exactly. Our detectives are out there. We're going to find out. Maybe. Yeah. All right. We have this dreadful,
it's terrible
cover song.
Is this the worst song we've done yet?
Yes, it is. Particularly that last line. Yeah, you know, the cap. Should drive you. It's horrible. Let's hear it one more time.
Here you go.
If you should ever leave me, my life would still go on. Believe me, the world could show nothing to me.
Oh, my God.
So what good would living do me?
What revolution was this guy in? The French Revolution and guillotine somebody or what?
Once you hear who it is, you're going to agree with me.
Yeah.
Revolutionary. There's okay. No doubt about it. It's not good, in my opinion.
Let's try Kathy in Northeast Philly. Again, we always like to say not the original artist, but this cover song. Kathy, who is this person? Kathy.
Hi, this is Kathy from Northeast Philly.
Yes, Kathy. Hi. Who is it?
Yes, I didn't like all his songs, but I recognized his voice right away, David Bowie.
Wow. All right. Nicely played.
Kathy, great job.
Wow. Great job. I didn't recognize that at all. Dan really pulled that one out. So it is David Bowie.
It is Bowie.
Truly revolution. Was this an early Bowie, or was this him just trying to make money at the end or something?
That's a good question. I think it was early. I see. It's remastered in 2018. It was originally done in, I don't know. I can't find it here quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you.
By the way, I'm on Tom Jones' Twitter every few hours because he'll be releasing his summer tour pretty soon.
This was on Tonight, released back in 1984. And Bowie in the past has said that he's not too happy with how this album turned out. He wasn't But I'm telling you, man, the comments on YouTube, Bowie fans love the guy. Anything the guy does, they just jump through hoops. And the comments are all like, oh, absolutely beautiful. It's such a great voice. I love the arrangement. It's...
Oh, my God.
Like, there are some good Bowie songs, but I put Bowie there, I'm sorry to say it, in the same phrasing as someone like Bruce Springsteen. That's just so overrated because of the hype around the character and the persona that the music just doesn't live up to the hype.
Yeah, but he is revolutionary, though. There's several things. I don't think he's Springsteen.
Listeners are going to kill me. I think the same thing about Prince. I don't think Prince is that good either.
I think you're a little bit off. He carried
the
Super Bowl. That's the test. Could a guy carry the Super Bowl? He carried the Super Bowl the year he did it, I think, and that's pretty tough to do.
Well, Beyonce carried the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, she's
I would
a
call
big
her
time.
A musical genius.
No, but she is a big time name in art. She has bigness, so to speak. Okay, all right. Ashley Babbitt. Now, I remember. Here's the issue I have. Do we have what Kevin McCarthy said, Dan?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Right now.
Kevin McCarthy is on C-SPAN today. There's a lot of balls in the air here. They took out Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Ilhan Omar. And Kevin McCarthy is being asked somehow or another, I guess January 6th came up. And I'm thinking in his mind, he's trying to show support for law enforcement in some kind of way. Now, Dan's getting that. We'll play it in a second. I just wanted to marry it to something.
I have it now.
You may have missed it when we talked about three Philadelphia area representatives, Haywood, Rapp, and this Ed Nielsen guy from Northeast Philadelphia. They have this bill. Now, they haven't been in session, so I don't think that's why it hasn't dropped yet. That would demand that January 6th be observed and taught in every school in Pennsylvania. Why would a guy like Ed Nielsen, he is a Democrat, but you know these other two are radicals, go along with this? I think it's a mistaken idea that he's supporting law enforcement because the bill says all these cops that were killed that day, essentially, or died as a result of that day. It's ridiculous. But here's Kevin McCarthy saying the cop who shot Ashley Babbitt did his job.
One of the first things Marjorie Taylor Greene said from the oversight dais was that Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Mm-hmm. Do you think Ashley Babbitt was murdered, or do you think the police officer who shot her was doing his job?
I think the police officer did his job.
All right. Now, there's a third way, Dan, rather than going along with whoever he cited that said she was murdered. The way I would talk about this, and we've had people on, I don't think we've ever officially gotten to the bottom of this. In other words, the cop who did this didn't face much scrutiny, and I don't have all the notes on in front of me here that we talked about. How should Kevin McCarthy have answered that? And as I said, I think he could have, he didn't have to say he murdered her. He didn't have to say that he just did his job. Now, you know, he's in a position in leadership. They're trying to bait him into defending every state. They don't do this with the wild stuff that Ilhan Omar has said. The anti-Semitic stuff, she's repeatedly said it's all about the Benjamins when it comes to Jewish people. They don't do that. So he's got a defensive position here. What do you think, Dan? How should he have answered it?
I think I'm with you on this one. Yeah.
But, you know, he's thinking if he does that, that is going to open up all this stuff and more questions. That seemed to shut it down. So 855-839-1210, what would you accept as an answer for Kevin McCarthy there? Now, Kevin McCarthy has to prove himself to the MAGA chorus, et cetera. You know, he's suspect, and rightfully so. I think if he's skilled in this, he could answer that. There would be a little bit more around it, but they didn't investigate this in the ordinary way. They just said, that's it, we're not going to do it. And essentially, that cop, look, I defend cops up to a point. There are gray areas. This has not been vetted enough. That's my answer on it. But you see how this goes. These three Democrats, this Nielsen guy, Northeast Philadelphia, he's at the FOP all the time. They really think we're going to buy, though, January 6th, Democrats are the friends of law enforcement. When the other 364 or 5 days of the year, and even on that day, they're on attack, defund, attack. The idiots out there in Springfield Township we just talked about with the thin blue line. No, Democrats are not defenders of the FOP, of police. They defend the Capitol Police because it's useful to them because of January 6th. They defend the FBI, they call that law enforcement, because it's weaponized against people like Mark Houck and others. They don't defend the true cops. The people that are being shot at, maligned, and attacked around the clock. That's why we can't get enough cops, because progressives and Democrats and the media, same thing, Dom, are constantly on the attack and egging on people like Larry Krasner and these other aggressive Soros-backed DAs to go after the cops. That's why. All right, so no, that was not a good answer to the Ashley Babbitt situation. Coming up, more of your calls. You can get in on that. What should he have said? 855-839-1210.
I'm having a storm over here, man.
What's the matter?
People are coming after me for these Bowie overrated Prince overrated comments.
Yes.
Augie Doggy writes, and how dare you slander the purple one guy who played all his instruments on his albums and wrote hits for himself and countless others.
Yeah, Prince is really a bridge far. Bowie might be a little bit revolutionary, so to speak, for some, but Prince is more in the mainstream. You really are out there.
Hassan Bin Sober writes in, Prince, are Bowie in the same class as Springsteen? Until now, I thought you had some taste in music.
Yes, Nikki, who sends me 20 emails during the show, is with China Girl. He's offended. He's crazed out there. What should Kevin McCarthy have said? And coming up, Mr. Rogers. I'll play you what Mr. Rogers said about you'll always be a boy and you'll always be a girl. Can they cancel Mr. Rogers? This just tape, I've been passed, I think, for X number of years, but Mr. Rogers telling the kids about gender. You'll get that in a moment.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is Dom time. Just one quick note, and we've talked about this before. We need, well, Jim Jordan's on the show tomorrow at noon. I'll ask him about this. How is this China oversight going in the House of Representatives? China's North Dakota corn milling spot may be stopped. It's only 12 miles from one of our biggest air bases, the Biggie. 12 miles away, the communist Chinese. Ah, we're just doing corn over here. No, they don't get anything. And anybody that fronts for them violating the laws ought to be convicted of something pretty serious and maybe go away for 20 or 30 years. How in the world can they buy up this farmland? Toward what point? We know what the point is, what they're up to. All right, let's go to Steve. We played you Kevin McCarthy. I would have liked a better answer there, however he wanted to couch it.
One of the first things Marjorie Taylor Greene said from the oversight dais was that Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Mm-hmm. Do you think Ashley Babbitt was murdered, or do you think the police officer who shot her was doing his job?
I think the police officer did his job.
I mean, we never get these questions of Hakeem Jeffries or Nancy Pelosi when she was there about all of these wild things constantly said by the Omars and Tlaibs of the world. But Steve in Southampton, Steve, what do you think of that answer?
I think it was horrible, and I don't think he should have felt like he had to pick one of the two answers that was offered to him.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, and if he was going to say anything about him doing his job, he might have said, I have questions if he did his job correctly. And, you know, when an unarmed person who's not a threat is shot by an officer, we have to look at, you know,
right,
what led to that.
And we have not ever fully vetted that. And it might be defensible, but they just glossed over it. It's the same reason why all this January 6th stuff, like the people I told you in Pennsylvania here, Steve, we don't want to look at the George Floyd riots or anything related. We go through this cycle again and again.
People also seem to forget, if I'm not mistaken, during the Kavanaugh hearings, there were congressional offices that were taken over and occupied by protesters.
Yes.
And it was applauded. The media was in love with the idea that people were flooding in and not agreeing to leave these offices, and they were trespassing and basically doing the same thing.
Exactly. Thank you. Well, I don't know quite that I would say basically the same thing, but he's got to be ready for a question like that. You know, an overstatement of saying Ashley Babbitt was murdered. You may believe that. The woman who said it on the oversight. Okay. He doesn't have to agree to that, but it's never been fully vetted. It's been secretive. That's the bottom line, and it's an example of why people then don't want to buy in that there's not a double standard. That's maybe the better answer. Listen to Mr. Rogers. The Federalist had this today. This is an old clip of a relatively young Mr. Rogers trying to talk to the kids about, he says, I'm a boy, you're a boy, or you're a girl. It's a fancy thing to be. Listen to this Mr. Rogers with the kids. Could Mr. Rogers be canceled today for something like this?
Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Only girls can be the mommies. Only boys can be the daddies.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. And it's shocking hearing Mr. Rogers. I don't know the date on that. I didn't see it at the Federalist when he said it. But still, it's Mr. Rogers. Is there a greater figure than Mr. Rogers?
I mean, the definition of morality, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's trying to tell. I don't know why he determined to do that with the kids, what the feel-good message was or the circumstance behind it. But that has surfaced today, and you know, it gets in the way. And by the way, Republicans yesterday, I'm not going to play it, but Republicans yesterday hosted any number of young women like swimmer Riley Gaines, who talked about what it was like to have Leah Thomas walking around the dressing room. Okay. Yeah, and you put this together, so all right, let's play it. And also, she talks about they only had one fifth-place trophy. So who gets the trophy? Well, you can imagine. They got to give it to Leah Thomas. Here's what Riley Gaines said yesterday with the Republicans.
No one has asked us how we felt. We exist to validate a male's identity. But the Ivy League, Leah Thomas's teammates, actually, when they were concerned about the locker room situation and they sent an email to the Ivy League and the NCAA, their response was, here are some counseling resources you should seek if you feel comfortable seeing male genitalia in your locker room. And then they were referred to the LGBTQ Education Center to educate themselves on the oppression that these athletes are dealing with. So no one within the NCAA is willing to acknowledge us, our feelings, our safety, our privacy. I've really tried. I feel like it's really only happened like the past couple weeks where I like get emotional talking about like the locker room scene, because it is just so wild that you can turn around and see a 6'4" biological man pull his pants down watching you undress and no one is willing to stick up for you. I've done a good job not getting emotional, but I see what all is on the line. I see who fought for this. I am fortunate or hopeful one day that I'll be able to have little daughters, and I do not ever want to have to imagine them in a situation where they're faced with that. Oh, it's
just... Yeah, and just the media types and others. You know, how are they going to bash Republicans on that? Where are the feminists still? A few have spoken out on this. She put it beautifully. Leah Thomas strutting around. You get counseling if you don't like that. Something's wrong with you. Yeah, but Mr. Rogers said, well, Mr. Rogers, something's wrong with him. Thank God he's not on TV anymore with kids. There's got to be somebody better on TV that can explain this than Mr. Rogers. Boy, I wish Mr. Rogers were still doing the show, Dan. I would hope that Mr. Rogers would not spin into this with little kids.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, talk about somebody who revolutionized their own industry, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. Well, somebody's got that.
Oh, sorry. You can still take it as an answer.
All right, let me go to Amelia in South Philly then. Hey, Amelia, thanks for calling in. What's your answer to our side question?
I called at 12:30, and I had to get off. I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I had to go get my class. And I said, Mr. Rogers, and that was based upon the beautiful way he taught children about respect, issues, adoption. Or he handled all the issues that were prominent for a little child and made them understand it. And I have two sons, and they would like, you know, He-Man and all that stuff. But the both of them loved Mr. Rogers. It was like it was a calming, and it just mm-hmm. It just brought everything that's in this life that's right and wrong in focus for little people. And what you just, I loved him, and I thought he was a wonderful, wonderful influence on our society. And I do, like you, I do wish he was still here.
Well, my wife, as you probably know, Amelia Rowe, is a pre-K teacher, and Mr. Rogers is the ultimate hero, without a doubt. Thank you, and thanks for listening. during your lunch break. It's that we appreciate that very much. Great answer, Amelia. We'll put you in the running. Thank you. That is a good one, Dan. That might be a little hard to beat.
And her justification was incredible.
Too. Absolutely. And I like, too, she was couldn't get in because the kids were coming back in. Hey, kids, it's a Tom Giordano show. 855-839.
It's got to be rough for a conservative teacher, man.
Oh, yes. Right? Oh, God, yes. Yeah. All right. What a show today. All right, hit us up. Lightning Round is next at 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the Lightning Round.
That's right. Hit us with your best answer. This is the anniversary of the last Rush Limbaugh show. So jump in. Somebody who revolutionized their field or some culture in some way, shape, or form, unlike David Bowie. And Prince, Dan taking a cower here.
They're overrated, man.
Stop sending those.
Overrated.
Did he actually say that David Bowie is the captain of the overrated team?
No, I would say Bruce is the captain.
Oh, he's the owner.
Yes.
He's even more than the captain.
Sits in the owner's
he's
box.
The owner. Yes. Krasner Land today at 4 o'clock. Jim Jordan here tomorrow at noon. And boy, the things have piled up just unbelievably. All right, let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr. Leslie, who do you have this afternoon?
Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah.
Would it surprise you someday if you find out that Omar is actually aiding Taliban members?
Not anything's possible. Tlaib more even than Omar, I think. You know, the hatred comes through her even more graphically.
Yeah. Mine is Rupert Murdoch, who is actually in the process of revolutionizing as he brought us Fox News and the other more liberal stations are falling by the wayside and more conservative news stations are rising. So bringing us Fox News was pretty revolutionary.
Absolutely. Murdoch, but maybe Roger Ailes, too. Roger Ailes, damn, people forget about, was an unbelievable pioneer that he saw that this would work and the people that he put in there. But, yeah, Murdoch's a good one. Robert in Bensalem. Robert, what do you have this afternoon?
How you doing, Dom? Dan, real quick, I think McCarthy should have said that is something that the appropriate committee investigating it will determine. He shouldn't have picked an answer.
That would have been a good answer because it says Republicans are on this, too. They're looking at it and then just move on. Do you want to talk about the things we hear or if you're going to dwell on this? That's it. I'm not answering anymore.
Exactly. My answer to the question is one, Jack Kilby. He invented the microchip in 1959. I was in the Air Force, so I got to see how that invention made the entire Russian military obsolete. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Robert. Joe in Westchester. Afternoon, Joe. Who's a revolutionary? Hi.
Well, first I want to say I think Mr. Rogers must have been a prophet for seeing the future. Really relevant. But at any rate, I picked Harry Truman. I don't think he was thinking of the future, but besides ending World War II, which is what he was thinking of, and actually saving lives, both Japanese and American, he had to drop the bomb because just a demonstration wouldn't have worked.
Thank you. Harry Truman is a great president, top five or six, and that decision is one of the best decisions made by any president. By the way, Dan, guess who they've tagged in to go after DeSantis? On the AP course now. Ben Crump. He's a big-time lawyer that shows up in every case. How is he in there now on this? He's leading the charge against this. My God, it's stunning. They can't take it when a guy drills down on the details and wins. All right, let me get a couple more in here. Lou in Delaware. Who's the revolutionary, Lou?
Well, Newt Rockne. The guy who took the forward pass and introduced it to be a major event in a football game.
Great
before
answer.
That, they just handed off and lateraled.
I think,
can you imagine pro football today without the pass?
Absolutely. I can't. They would have killed each other. Dan, I thought somebody might say that today. I didn't want to tip it. That is a good one.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah. What would pro football be like without the forward pass? And why didn't they think they could throw it forward? There was no rule. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby for his. All right, Drew, who's the revolutionary?
Hey, Dom, thanks, man. Just to answer your earlier question,
Jim Turner was the last straight-on kicker. He kicked for the Jets and then the Redskins.
Okay, but, yeah.
My answer,
well, wait a minute. Let's go back in time. Lou the Toe Groza. He also played defensive line. The Toe.
Yeah. And also Gino Marchetti, the father of Gino's.
Yes.
But I'm going to go with Tom Brookshire, the father of sports talk radio.
True.
He was the first one.
Well, I don't know in the country, but here, Dan, Tom Brookshire believed in it. Ed Snyder did, too. And Angelo Cataldi was the guy with Tom Brookshire when WIP started.
Really?
Boy, I think Andy Reid and a bunch of other coaches would have been happy with. And Ed Snyder eventually didn't like talk sports talk radio, apparently. 24 hours of going after, you know, all the decisions and all the stuff. Imagine Philadelphia without that now running toward the Super Bowl. What it'd be like? Not the same. All right. We need a little bit of time here now to take apart. These were excellent answers, particularly toward the end. I am all over the place. I have two in mind. Dan, give me yours.
Going through them, I think Jonas Salk's always a great answer.
Yes.
But we award that as a good answer often. Stephen Buckingham and Dick Fosbury with the Fosbury flop.
It was a pretty good call.
Amelia had a very passionate answer in Mr. Rogers. A really good justification there. I like the out-of-the-box answer. We haven't heard it before. Jack Kilby, the inventor of the microchip from Robert and Ben Salem. And Newt Rockne from Lewin, Delaware.
I'm torn between Mr. Rogers. That's close to my heart. And that clip with listeners, I know, it's shocking. And Newt Rockne, the forward pass. I got to say, Mr. Rogers was revolutionary.
From the beginning.
But the forward pass, oh, God. Imagine, you can't do that.
Would the NFL be as popular without it?
Oh, it wouldn't be.
I don't think so either.
No, so I got to go forward pass. But right. Amelia, thank you, and thanks for what you do. Hope you get a shot the next time.
Lewin, Delaware goes into the hat.
Yep, tomorrow we'll pick the winner. And we have Jim Jordan tomorrow. If you have a question for him, hit me at Twitter at DomShow1210. Dan, final check on the poll. Are these people still saying Gloucester schools are right to let kids come in 2 hours later after the Super Bowl?
60%. 60.1% say yes. Area schools should have a two-hour delay, while 39.9% say no.
I still think that 39 is pretty high. It was in the 40s. It was pretty close for a while. I'm kind of surprised. So we'll see what school districts do. They have a few days to decide on this. Krasnerland is just about an hour away, an hour and change, at 4 o'clock. And yesterday we had on the former city controller, Alan Butkovitz, talking about what it's like to be carjacked. He was interviewed by Channel 6. We'll show you some of that, too. Rich Cioli's next for 4 big hours to take you home. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.